Okay, good morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. Planning Commission is now in session. There's a few rules and procedures we'd like you to follow in expediting today's meeting. First, everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. Those in support of the application will be heard first, then those opposed will be given the opportunity to speak. Afterwards, the applicant will be given a time for a rebuttal, and if necessary, someone opposed may surrebut those comments. We ask you to limit your presentation or testimony to 5 minutes or less. The chair will reserve the right to limit testimony and will exercise that right in the interest of others who have business before the commission. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with today's decision, you may be able to appeal it to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. Commissioner Hill, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Please stand. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can you have roll call, please?
Commissioner Arabian?
Here.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chatha is absent. Commissioner Quist?
Here.
Commissioner Wolf?
Here.
Commissioner Zante is absent. Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here. Okay, the first item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and there are no items under the consent. So we go to the regular agenda, which is first one is public presentations. This portion is reserved for persons who wish to address the commission on any item that's within our jurisdiction but not on today's agenda. And I see we have one.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to report that Ms. Pilibos and the Stephanopoulos family got together, and she has provided written testimony to county staff that she has no further concerns with the project. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. That's good news. Wow, that worked.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from the public? Okay, we'll go to item number two on the agenda.
Regular agenda item number two, variance number 4157 and environmental review number 8513, filed by Jose Leon Barraza, proposing to allow the creation of a 2.5-acre parcel and a 17.5-acre parcel from an existing 20-acre parcel in the AE20 zone district. The subject parcel is located east side of South Temperance Avenue, 0.17 miles south of East Jensen Avenue, approximately 0.63 miles southwest from the nearest city limits of the city of Fresno.
Good morning, Chairman Abrahamian, Planning Commissioners. My name is Elliot Rackeson, Fresno County Public Works and Planning. The property itself is surrounded by parcels in similar size. It's zoned AE20, 20-acre parcel minimum parcel size zone district. There were 6 variances filed in the past. 4 were recommended. All were recommended for denial. 4 were recommended were approved. 2 were denied. The applicant in question wishes to split off a 2.5-acre portion of a 20-acre portion parcel. His reasoning for this, for findings 1 and 2, as he wishes to subdivide this parcel in order to gift it to his children. As you can see here, an aerial view shows that the land is relatively flat. There are no physical barriers or any reasons as to why this parcel should be created. It does not meet findings 1 and 2. There's no physical extraordinary circumstances, nor substantial property right associated with this project. The parcel itself has an existing home. Like I said before, no existing unique circumstance. There's no property right deprived. The applicant has an existing home, and he has a chance to conduct a secondary home through a different procedure, and is inconsistent with the general plan, as a parcel would be substandard in size if approved. Therefore, staff recommend denial on this project, as findings 1, 2, and 4 cannot be made. If you have any further questions, I'm here to answer them.
Thank you, Elliot. Can you go to the overhead aerial, that one? Can you outline the property?
The property itself is this, and the owner wishes to split this property into 2.5 acres. You can see here.
Okay, go back to that overhead again. Do the 2.5 acres?
The 2.5 acres would encompass the existing home site.
Where's the east boundary on that 2.5 acres?
The eastern boundary would be, I believe, here.
No, of the 2.5
acres. It would be here.
Probably. Right in the middle of that
Correct.
Piece there?
Correct.
What's is that a little canal, ditch, irrigation?
The irrigation ditch would not be affected by the property. No.
No, but is that canal there?
Correct.
Is it not?
The canal does not bisect the property, does not affect the property.
Okay. Any questions? Any other questions?
I have a question.
Commissioner Wolf.
The applicant, I believe, is requesting to build a second home, according to Exhibit 7, page 3, build a second home on the 2.5 acre parcel. So that's two homes on that little one, that area, and two additional homes on the rest of the acreage. So in other words, this is going to be a four-home place.
So as of right now, he's wishing to create a two-acre parcel. Each home, each parcel that you have can have one home created by right. A secondary substandard home can be created through what's called a director's review and approval. As of right now, he's not requesting a director's review and approval. He's requesting a parcel creation. But if approved, and if he does go through a DRA, director's review and approval, there's a potential for the applicant to have up to four homes on two parcels.
Two on the big one, two on
Correct.
The middle.
There would be an opportunity, potentially, in the future, for the applicant to have up to four homes, two on each parcel.
And one of the homes, in either case, one home has to be less than 2,000 square feet. Is that correct?
Correct. Parcels that are two acres or greater, with the maximum size for secondary residence would be 2,000 square feet.
Why is that? I mean, is that a county standard? I remember it
Correct.
Came
That's a county
a
standard, yes.
ago, and there was a suggestion that that not be limited to 2,000 square feet. And I was just wondering what the reasoning was that it is limited to 2,000 square feet, because it seems like some of these issues may resolve themselves if the people were allowed to have a little larger home. But you weren't here when they did that, so nobody knows.
The last question I have is regarding the environmental analysis, and maybe you can explain, based on the initial study, the mitigated negative declaration was adopted in conjunction with the application for cancellation of a partial non-renewal of a Williamson Act contract.
So the parcel in question does not under Williamson Act contract. There are two.
None of it.
No. The next two projects do have that issue, and those were resolved. But this project itself is not under Williamson Act contracts. Therefore, they were not under Williamson Act contract. And our environmental analysis was determined to be exempt. It's page 2.
What did you say about the part that you said was going to be under Williamson Act?
This project itself is not subject to the Williamson Act.
At all?
Zero. At all, correct.
Partial non-renewal. So
you can disregard
that.
Yeah, you can disregard that. This project is not under Williamson Act contract.
Any other questions? Thank you. Would the applicant come forward, please?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Jose Leon Barraza, my address is 5288 East Heaton Avenue in Southeast Fresno. Thank you for the opportunity to address your commission on this variance application for the creation of two parcels that would allow the property owner, Mr. Silvestre Arias, to fully utilize his property. I wanted to tell you a little bit about Mr. Arias. Mr. Arias, I don't know if you're aware, but he has been very involved in the research of varieties of trees that operate under more efficient settings. And he was an employee of Mr. John Garabedian, a world-renowned person in the area of varieties, new varieties of fruit in our community. And Mr. Arias is also a trustee of the Bertha and John Garabedian Foundation that continues to help the community for many projects that improve our area. I wanted to share with you some observations about the conditions that we have in that area. One of the things that we see is that there are many parcels in the immediate vicinity of this area that are smaller than 20 acres. And the other thing that's happening in that part of town, you probably know that Sanger has built a high school very close to this site, and the growth from the city of Fresno continues to advance. And therefore, I think the fact that many other property owners have had the opportunity to have smaller sites, smaller than the 20 acres, kind of indicates that the applicant is not really have not been able to take advantage of that opportunity, and that's one of the reasons why he is applying. He's basically has three sons, and the sons are already under the name of the property. And first staff had told us that there was a process whereby the father can actually deed the property to children, and then the property would have been able to split. Unfortunately, he put the names of the children already to the property, which clearly indicates what his intent is to do with the property. And he has fully disclosed that what he would like to do eventually, be able to build, as staff reported, another home in the current site, which he's already entitled to do by right. And, you know, with all the housing crisis we have, and I realize that the preservation of ag land is always very important, and he has lived on this site for 30 years, so he has been doing agricultural work, planted trees for research on this site, but now he's getting ready to retire. So he owns that property, and therefore he wants to share that property with his children. And the beautiful thing that I admire about Mr. Arias is that they want to be together. They want to be on the same site. I mean, not all families do that, and that's quite an accomplishment when people can actually accomplish that. And I think he has given a lot to agriculture. He is currently an employee of Perdigian's Farms. And I hope that my county, which, by the way, I worked for the county 34 years, and I happen to work closely with our chair here. So I hope that we're able to provide the flexibility that the law allows so that he can fully utilize his property that he has acquired through a lot of sacrifice to be able to own a parcel of 20 acres. It's not easy for folks to work in very difficult jobs. Therefore, I believe that the conditions are unique and exceptional as we start looking into what he has done at the property. And what's important is that that he be able to enjoy his one variance is that the proposed variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of substantial property rights of the applicant. And basically, that's where we are here today. And as I already described, in the variance information we provided, we gave you information on all the number of households that are already, or places that are smaller than 20 acres already in the immediate vicinity, as I pointed out a moment ago. And we don't think this project will have any adverse or detrimental impact to the public, because obviously whatever is built is going to be built according to building codes of the County of Fresno, and everything will be subject to all the setbacks, all the landscaping, all the beautification items. And as I recall, there were no negative comments from the neighbors. I don't know if there was anything new. And we're happy because Mr. Arias is a good neighbor. And we believe that ultimately, because of the growth that's coming from the city of Fresno, this area, I might say it unfortunately, but because we have a housing crisis, eventually we're going to have more homes. And we wish that growth did not impact the agricultural setting, but this location is very close to the city. Therefore, we believe that it's necessary that transition takes place in the immediate vicinity to the city of Fresno. Now I'd like to introduce the owner of the property, Mr. Silvestre Arias. I'd like to say a few words, and
Mr.
thank
Peraza,
you very
let
much.
Let me make sure there's no questions first of you.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any questions?
I'd just like to see a map of where that high school is you're talking about.
Okay. Could you show the map? It's, I think it's Armstrong, the location of this. In the packet, I saw a larger map, I thought. And I believe what you're looking for, that I believe also the sphere of influence of the city, it's also very close to that. It says there's Sequoia Elementary. Singer West High School. You see the sign right a little bit to the left? Right there, go high. When you had it bigger, you could see the name of the school. It's right there. Over here, where it says Sequoia West High School, it's that high school, it's actually closer to, it's probably the city of Fresno already. And so that's the location, and you can see a lot of the development that's happening near the site, and I think the site is we're here, 2250 South Temperance. So clearly, any new homes there would probably end up going to that high school, and maybe that area is in the Sanger Unified School District area also.
Now, the sphere of influence is right across the street, is it not?
That's correct. You can look at that here. It's north and west of the property.
Okay. Yeah. The stipple there is the sphere of influence.
Commissioner Quist, you had a question?
Just to clarify also, but even though they're in the sphere, they're still in Williamson, correct?
They're not in the sphere of influence. They're outside the sphere of influence from the city of Fresno, as you can see on this map.
Correct. We're very close to the sphere, but not in the sphere. Is that correct?
That's correct.
No, I know the subject property is not. But I guess I'm looking at Exhibit 5 and I thought it showed that those properties, even though they're in the sphere, are Stone and Williams. Am I incorrect?
Other properties may be.
Well, if I look at Exhibit 4, Ag Contract Land.
I'm not sure if there is an ag contract. You're asking if there's an ag contract on that site?
There is not, from what we've been told, but there's
there
ag
is no
contract
ag
on that surrounding site. Surrounding right. Properties may
correct.
Have it. Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Silvestre Arias, and I am the one applying for this process. My sons are here to be present and talk about it. We all want to live in the same ranch, and the way the situation is right now, we got to have a separate 2.5 acres to be able to build another home, and then with the 17.5 parcel, they can apply also in the future and build the other two homes because we want to live together and whatever we can do there. They mentioned, I'm a plant breeder. I was a plant breeder for John Garvidian, and then I also help Fowler Packing with some of that right now. And what I'm breeding right now is going to be also in the future, perhaps for Fowler Packing being first, and then, of course, whoever wants to use my varieties. At the moment, I got more than 20 new varieties of citrus that I'm working on it. And we'll continue to do that as maybe I'll retire in a few years continue to do that small farming around there. And now I want to present my sons. Thank you very much.
I have a question.
Mr. Arias, we have a couple of questions.
Yes.
How long have you owned the property or lived on the site?
Since 1994.
1994?
I bought the property and then, yeah.
I'd like to ask staff, back at that time, was there a procedure or a process that he could have followed in gift deeding or doing something like that he could have split off his property?
No, that's after the MAP Act, and unless there was a change in... Not a gift deed process, no.
What is the gift deed process?
Okay, when we use the term gift deed, there's two different ways we've referred to it. Gift deed, in a broader sense, is the process whereby you record a title and you gift it to somebody else. That's a civil issue that somebody does. In our own local tolerance of, we have a home site provision that allows you to create a separate parcel for a member of your family that's involved in your agricultural process. If you meet those certain criteria, you can create that parcel. That is not legally a separate parcel initially, but after a period of time, there is a given certain parameters, you may be able to create it as a separate parcel, which is a process a lot of people have gone through. That process, I believe, was in place at that time, but it's not a gift deed where you simply go down in the court and I gift my property to my son. You know, I have gift deeded my house to my father at one point. That's
but at
a
one
gift
time,
deed.
That at was one time that was a possibility, wasn't it? I recall
prior to 74, I believe it was.
Well, I recall people doing that after 74, maybe before 90-something, but...
Well, I'm not the best expert in it, so...
Well, I guess it wouldn't apply here, but I guess what I was getting at was, did they miss out on something that they could have done back then, even if it was, as you described, with regards to a family member?
Right. So. I'm not the best expert on that. I'd have to ask the county surveyor or other people some of those processes.
Okay.
And again, that was prior to what we have today.
So is there a current process for that right now?
Correct.
You touched on it.
Today you can do what we refer to as a gift deed, which is a parcel, a home site parcel, where if the intention is to create a parcel for a member of your direct member of your family that's involved in your operations, they can create that. It is similar to what we often refer to as a tax parcel, mm-hmm. but after a period of time, if circumstances are appropriate, then it can be converted through a process to be an independent parcel. But it takes time, and it has to be consistent.
That's all done at the staff level.
No, correct. That's not a discretionary. That's an administrative process. Most people simply don't want to go through the time frame for that, and a lot of people don't either have the agricultural interest or it's not a direct family relative.
Okay. Question.
Commissioner Quist?
In that regard, you just mentioned if they're involved in the farming business, mm-hmm. that means direct, involved?
That's not well defined in the ordinance. I think that there's a lot of latitude there. You might be, your grandpa might be a consultant to you on how you run your orchard or vineyard. But the intention is to allow people to have housing to support agriculture and to allow that to continue in the family. There's some questions about those things. It's difficult, but there is a process that's in place that you can avail yourself of if you meet the criteria.
Okay, any other questions?
I have a question.
Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Arias, you are thinking about retiring. Is there anybody who's going to continue farming that 17-acre parcel?
I am along with my boys. I love breeding, and breeding, as you know, it takes a generation sometimes. To continue breeding and improve something, you just got to go through a lot of years. I'm in the first stage. I used to do breeding on grapes, peaches, apricots, all stone fruit varieties. But citrus is a little bit different. And to patent a plum or a apricot or a peach, you need to probably have thousands of seedlings or new varieties before you can patent a good one. And citrus, I'm trying to do my best how to go about it, but thank God with all my mentors in the industry, I think I'm very successful the way I've been doing it. But still, it's going to take. I'm in my first generation right now of varieties, and it's going to take a while.
Mr. Arias?
Perhaps, yes.
Well, I just didn't mean to interrupt, except I want to maybe get you in the direction that I think Commissioner Wolf was going, and that is you mentioned that you were wanting to do this for family members. Are the family members going to continue to stay in agriculture with you?
Yes, because they're going to have to help me. I'm getting old. I'm going to be 70 this year. But I love, it's in my blood, the breeding that I learned from Jan Garbedian. To answer her question, yes, I'm going to continue farming till I die, because okay. That's what I love, you know. And breeding, like I said, breeding takes a lot of time.
So you live right now on that property?
Yes, I do.
That's your house?
That's my house, yeah.
And I think my question is whether or not your kids, your sons are going to farm that land, or if we're going to end up selling off that 17 acres to a different farmer.
No. We always live in a ranch. When they grew up, they live in a ranch, and we love living in a ranch, doing the things that we like to do. Besides farming, you can do a lot of things, and you don't have close neighbors. That's the main thing, too. So, and grandkids are starting to come, and they're going to also be part of the farming, God willing.
Is that is that like an old satellite picture, or is that, it almost looks like a row crop or something? Is that?
Yeah, I've been leasing some of the acres, yeah.
So you're not doing the breeding there at that site?
No, I'm breeding there.
Do it there, okay.
But yeah, I only lease,
part of
10 acres.
Okay.
Yeah, and the rest is all for my own trees.
So you can actually be building another house on that property right now. But
yes,
you haven't done that.
Yes, and that's the problem that we had. When my three boys said, "Hey, we're going to build houses in the ranch and live with you," we had a conflict that only can allow one more house on the 20, Act 20, and so we had to do the process with the county. And they told us there was another way to do it without going through this this type of dividing the property. There was another one, but I made a mistake that my sons were already entitled, because sometimes I travel and if I die, I want the kids to be already on title. And that was a mistake when the county told me that we can do a variance and don't go through this process. But and we did. We started it, and they saw that my sons were already entitled, and we couldn't do that. And now that's why we're here, doing a different process, different variants.
Okay, so my very first question going in was about, this really is about building four homes.
Yes, all the way was building homes and continue
homes.
Farming in there as a family. And right now, I got the ranch. I'm a registered nursery. I can sell stuff. But the only reason I'm doing is breeding. The state comes to my property every year to see if I'm selling anything or growing tree fruit or anything like that. And they come and verify that I'm only doing breeding and nothing else. But every year they come and check my property.
Thank you.
How long ago did you change title to your boys?
It was a process that I came to the county, and it was allowed, and they were all put on the property.
That's been some time ago?
About 3 years ago, probably.
Is that Sylvester Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And Adrian and Agustin. Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is my son, Sylvester Jr.
And my
other sons too.
Hello, Sylvester Adiz Jr. So, you know, our there's been a lot of talk. I have a lot of questions. I'm kind of a little out of the loop on some of the stuff you guys are referring to. But at the end of it, you know, our dream has always just been to, you know, build these homes and be able to, you know, live together. Like as you mentioned, you know, we just brought grandchildren in now, and our vision, our dream is to be able to have our our children grow up together also, and then, you know, the same way we grew up with on a ranch essentially. And the reason for this split is because that's what was told to us as far as how we're the only way we can kind of go about it, because you know, as the way it is right now, we can only build one more home, and as much as I love my brothers, we're not trying to live together like that. So we're doing our best to get the four homes built so that our dreams can come true and we could can grow up together and stay close as a family unit. I think it's something beautiful, and it's something that we've always dreamed about. So, you know, that's really what it comes down to here. You know, of course, we've always been a part of, you know, my dad with the agriculture, and, you know, he's passionate about it, and it's something that, you know, we're going to support him on, and it's something he loves. And so, you know, it's going to be our dream to be able to help him out and do that together, have memories there together. So, I'm not too sure what else.
So, you know, in order for us to approve this, we're kind of bound, and we're making these four findings, and staff is not making three of the four. Would you like to, let's just with number one, What do you think is exceptional, extraordinary about? I just want to give you an opportunity to kind of, because I'm kind of struggling with making these findings, and I can't vote to approve it unless I can make those findings. So I just want to give you a chance to kind of go through them. And if you're not comfortable doing it, or if you want any of the other guys to do it, that's fine. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Right, right. But. So you're saying as far as like that first one, exceptional or extraordinary circumstances or conditions? So I'm assuming these are what they need criteria to be able to approve this. I'm not sure what would be considered an exceptional condition or extraordinary circumstance.
Well, how about, let me ask if I may, because it's not, we can't just say, well, it's your desire to do this,
right,
or you want, I mean, maybe we could use some of that for the preservation of a enjoyment of a substantial property right, and that would be to have the family stay together. But maybe you can tell me just a little bit more about what your father has done on the property. It sounds like he's doing something that they don't do on other properties with the breeding of trees.
Yeah.
Is that something that he would continue, or that you and your brothers would continue with him? And what's involved with that? I mean, is that unique in as far as that property is concerned? And
yeah, I mean, I think as my dad is, I think, honestly, one of the best to do that. He's one of the experts in that. He's always consulting other people with this, you know, Fresno State people, all these, you know, it's pretty incredible to see what he's been able to do in this industry and something he's so passionate about. But as he's getting older, obviously, you know, he needs some help, right? And I think part of his dream to keep doing this until the day he dies, you know, he's going to have some of us to be able to step in. And so our goal is obviously, one, to be able to live together, but at the same time to be able to also support and be there and keep, you know, make sure that he's able to complete that dream and continue to give back and continue to, you know, come up with different varieties and to, you know, advance the agriculture industry really for that. He's patented a bunch of other stuff already too. So it's something that I think he's one of the best to do. So I think, you know, if we want to continue to use the land in that way and to be able to produce more of that, you know, we're going to be able to support him there. So, I'm sorry. But I hope that kind of answers.
That answers my question. I don't know. Question. If you want to.
It's going in the right direction. I mean, I think there's, you know, the number four, I can make the findings for. I'm one and two is where I'm trying to. So that's helpful.
Commissioner Wolf, you had a question or comment?
From what I understand, you can have a big house and then a smaller house on these two parcels. The smaller house is, what did you call it?
It's a substandard.
A substandard
property. It could be 2,000 square feet or less.
Or less. So maybe a mobile home or whatever it is. But it's small. So in other words, two of your brothers are going to get stuck with the little places.
Mm-hmm. It's them. We already talked about
somebody,
it.
Somebody is going to have fewer kids.
Right,
or
right.
Somebody is going to get the bad end of the stick,
right,
the short straw. I think what I'm getting at is I'm hoping that somebody doesn't come back in and say, now I've got a 17-acre parcel and I'd like to cut another piece off to build another house that's normal size for my brother that now has four kids.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, we're trying not to get this thing ended up being all chopped up into a lot of houses as your family grows.
Got it.
And I can see the original point that this is going to be a popular area to be in with all the schools going in close by. It makes sense that it would be developed into a bunch of wonderful size lots. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to do that right here.
Right.
So that's what I'm getting at. You've got a situation where you could have already built a second house, but you haven't.
Yeah. Well, the reason is when we started to like really start thinking about, okay, hey, you know, let's start to build homes. When we found out that there was this rule, right, of like you can only build a second home. And so then that's when this whole process started of trying to find the research. Okay, so like, what does it take to be able to build a third and a fourth? And then we basically landed here where it's like, okay, we need to apply and split it off into a 2.5-acre parcel and then a 17. And at the end of the day, you know, if that's what the rules are, that's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to follow the rule that's in place. As far as like the sizes of the homes, I think it's not necessarily the main focus of what we're trying to do here. It's just trying to be able to enjoy, you know, each other and the family unit, and at the same time preserve what my dad's been building, my dad's been working on when it comes to the agricultural side of it. And just being on that property is going to make it a lot more smoother and feasible for us to do.
You'll be a happier family if you're living not under the same roof.
Exactly. I love them, don't get me wrong. And my younger brother's already going to get the 2,000 square foot home, so it's fair. We talked about it.
Okay. Yeah. I have a question.
Question, Commissioner Hill.
Yes. I think it's admirable that you want to help your father, and I can understand that. With everybody coming together. I have friends and ranchers that do that. But however, you know, in this, it's like putting like four homes. It's like making a mini subdivision within an ag property. And that's not what we're here today to do. We're here to do ag preserve. And what is allowable is the one house, and possibly you could put the other house on that same lot. Mm-hmm. And that's something you'd have to go with the county. And in my experience, we've had families that have four children, and two live on the ranch, mm-hmm. and then two live away, but yet they come on the ranch. Mm-hmm. So that's something you may have to consider, because we, as well as we, the commissioners, our job is to stick to the facts. Mm-hmm. This is an ag piece, AE20, and it's not a subdivision at this time. So we can't project the future because we have no gifting in how long time will be. But however, for right now, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I staff did an exceptionally great job in putting all the facts together if the commissioners read them thoroughly. And so,
the goal is just to get the process going, right? It's not like we're going to build the four homes next year or two. You know, it's just a process. But that way we're set up for the future to be able to do it. And who knows, 5 to 10 years from now, if things have changed, you know, we'll abide by the rules then. But in this particular case, it's just trying to get the initial process going to start to build not just the second home, but also be prepared, you know, when the third and the fourth home come down the future. And if it has to be a 2,000 square foot home, then we'll do that. You know, we'll abide by all that.
Which is all in good, because this is what we say now. We get 2-3 years down the line, and there's a brother spat or whatever nobody wants to do. So those things change. So we have to deal with what we have now, with one house and a possibility of putting the other one on correct staff on that one lot. And that's what would be proper and right.
Right.
And so it's hard for us, because a lot of times we get tied into the emotional end and want everything to be coming out roses, but we have to remember what our job is and what our defining points are and stay with the laws of the land and the policies that's put before it. And they've done that for protection.
Yeah, no, so. Of course. And again, we're going to do what the law states, right? We're going to use it for agriculture still. So it's just going to be able to be more manpower and be able to, you know, take advantage of it and have better production and all that good stuff. So mm-hmm. It's definitely going to support that, mm-hmm. the law, right?
Well,
so,
mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Okay, good. Next speaker.
Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I just wanted to...
Jose, will you state your name again for the record?
I'm sorry?
State your name again for the record,
yes,
please.
Jose Leon Barraza.
I know who you are.
I think that I thought it was kind of a little bit tough that Commissioner Arabian was asking questions to the to one of the son of the applicant about to describe how to make the findings. I mean, you know, I worked 34 years in county government, and it gets kind of hard, some of these definitions as to, you know.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I offered it to whoever. I didn't mean to do that.
So, but I wanted to tell you that, I basically said, you know, he was just going to make a few brief comments, and now he's the one answering all the questions. But thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to point out that I wrote something that with the applicant, we wrote the factors involved in arriving at the findings. And finding number 2 says, the proposed variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the applicant. The right to provide housing and shelter to members of the applicant's family, consistent with the uses of other property owners under like conditions in the vicinity having identical zoning classification. That's very important, and there's no substitute of having the family explain to you how they're planning to continue to use the property, and obviously there is a commitment